T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Arrests have been made in connection with the death of an 8-year-old boy last week in Centimer Riches, Long Island. Thomas Valva's father, Michael, has been taken into custody along with his girlfriend, Angelina Paulina. Both are charged with second-degree murder. Police were initially called to the home for a report of a child who fell in the driveway. The boy's parents are in the midst of a divorce. The CDC is offering an update this morning on the coronavirus. There's no telling how far it may have spread. New cases are popping up every day, but so far in the United States, where there remains just one confirmed case in Washington State. Doctors at Hackensack University Medical Center evaluated a patient for possible coronavirus last night and determined that the woman does not have it. Mayor de Blasio meets with city health officials this morning to discuss emergency response plans should coronavirus turn up here. A man already serving a life sentence for setting off a bomb in Chelsea 4 years ago, injuring 30 people, is due for sentencing in New Jersey today. Ahmed Khan Rahimi was convicted on all counts last October for a shootout with police in Linden. Rahimi was born in Afghanistan but is a U.S. citizen and grew up in New Jersey. He still faces a federal complaint in New Jersey for the detonation of a bomb at a charity road race in Seaside Park. No one was hurt. And placing another bomb near the train station in Elizabeth. At the Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial today, a sex crimes expert is expected to take the stand for the prosecution. Barbara Ziv was also an expert witness at the Bill Cosby trial. She's expected to answer questions about why some accusers don't come forward earlier and even continue to interact with the men they say assaulted them. Yesterday, actress Annabella Sciorra testified that Weinstein raped her in the early 1990s. A few years later, she made a movie that Weinstein produced. Charges are pending against a 48-year-old woman in connection with the stabbing death of an 85-year-old man in his apartment in the Wingate section of Brooklyn. Police suspect the victim, Edil Gonzalez, invited the woman in for sex or companionship, and they got into a dispute. They found drugs and condoms in the apartment, but they are still trying to sort things out. The superintendent of the building tells Channel 7 he warned Gonzalez about her and that he often saw women coming and going from his apartment. Chinese people around the world celebrate the Lunar New Year tomorrow. It's the year of the rat. In Manhattan's Chinatown last night, fire broke out in a city-owned building on Mulberry Street near Columbus Park. Carlin Chan of Community Board 3 told Channel 4 the building houses several community groups.
We have the Museum of Chinese America archives there. So all the historical documents from this area, all the exhibits are actually stored in there. Hopefully the water damage doesn't destroy it.
8 firefighters and 1 civilian were hurt. None of the injuries considered life-threatening. The MTA puts the R-179 subway cars back into service today. About 300 of them were removed from service earlier this month after the MTA cited 2 incidents, one involving doors opening while the train was moving. At the time, Transit President Andy Byford said there were questions about the reliability of a door mechanism on the newly delivered cars. Officials say the cars have been inspected and determined to be safe for service. The lines affected: A, C, J, and Z.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.